From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri's black bear population is on the rebound. That's in part because conservation workers head out to the bears' dens in the spring to count the number of cubs.
And then that'll help us assess, you know, how many of those cubs survived, which then helps us evaluate how the bear population is growing.
We'll hear from one of the people who's working to help the native animal thrive in Missouri. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The 5-year-old child at the center of an Amber Alert that went out in the St. Louis area yesterday morning doesn't exist. St. Louis County Police launched a search for a child around 9 yesterday morning after a report of a car stolen in Afton with a 5-year-old girl inside. Alerts went out on cell phones across the region. Hours later, though, police say the women who reported the car missing admitted to making up the little girl. The department posted in a statement on social media that though it is a relief that there was not a child involved in the car theft, it was, for a time, a major operation, including multiple agencies searching for the non-existent little girl. Police are now seeking charges against the women who filed the report. The Festus City Council approved an ordinance that marks a major step toward a $6 billion data center development. That's in spite of major public opposition to the project. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
Bill 4876 has passed 8-2. 6-2.
Opponents of Clayco CRG's proposed data center in Festus filled the town's high school gym to oppose the ordinance. It creates a framework for rules the company must follow while developing the data center. The ordinance also cements a financial windfall for the city government, an estimated $88 million in tax revenue a year. But residents like Lauren Albers, who live near the proposed development, say the city is ignoring their concerns.
I am not against growth. I am against putting data centers between homes.
Under the ordinance, CRG will pay the city millions over the next 10 years and be required to pay for infrastructure and some energy costs, among other requirements. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
Also in the face of some opposition in its community, the St. Charles County Police Department will soon have a formal agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is after the county council unanimously approved it last night. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has details.
When our neighbors are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When our cities are
Protesters stand outside the St. Charles County Executive Building ahead of the vote. But despite the opposition, St. Charles County Police Chief Kurt Frizz says the new partnership with ICE is merely procedural. He says 10 officers will undergo an online self-paced training to help them identify people without legal status faster.
This doesn't change anything we do day in and day out. It just helps us do our job better when we have an immigration issue we got to deal with.
But a civil rights group says the agreement will only cause racial profiling and unlawful arrests as ICE enforcement increase nationwide. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Today is the deadline for candidates in Missouri to file for the August primary election. Candidates have until this afternoon to submit paperwork announcing plans to run. Most have already made their intentions clear, but one race that remains in question is the state's 6th congressional district, which covers most of northern Missouri. Republican Representative Sam Graves announced late last week that he won't run for a 14th term. A handful of contenders have emerged in recent days, but others could file by today's deadline. The filing window closes at 5 p.m. Multiple state agencies are warning about a concerning new opioid that they say is becoming more prevalent in Missouri. Rebecca Smith has more about nitazine and what it could mean for public health.
Nitazine is a synthetic opioid 5 to 10 times more potent than fentanyl. While first detected in the Missouri illicit drug supply in 2023, spokesperson Captain Scott White of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says that following recent wastewater surveillance reports from Missouri schools, it appears to be becoming more common in the state.
In many communities, the schools are the hub of activity. For it to be located in the schools or in the wastewater, it's in that community.
White says if you suspect an overdose, first call 911, then administer naloxone, an opioid overdose reversal medication. But he warns it may take multiple doses of the medication to revive someone due to nitazine's potency. I'm Rebecca Smith.
A federal judge's ruling could delay merger plans for the owners of three St. Louis TV news stations. Earlier this month, the Federal Communications Commission approved Nexstar Media Group's $6.2 billion deal to acquire another broadcast company, Tegna. Nexstar owns more than 150 TV stations. Locally, that includes KPLR Channel 11 and KTVI Fox 2. Tegna owns dozens of stations nationwide, including St. Louis's KSDK 5 on Your Side. A federal district judge has issued a temporary restraining order prohibiting the companies from merging. It sided with DirecTV, which sued Nexstar, saying the deal would get rid of competition and downgrade local news broadcasts. Southwestern Illinois College in Belleville will have football soon. SWIC says it will field a team in time for the 2027 season. While details are limited, the Blue Storm will compete in the top division of the National Junior College Athletic Association. According to the community college, the first task will be hiring a head coach to lead development, recruitment, and operations. SWIC will play its home games at the old Belleville West campus. That's where Lindenwood University Belleville played through the 2018 season. Comebacks ruled the St. Louis restaurant scene this month. Among the biggest was Uncle Bill's Pancake House, which reopened on South Kings Highway with new owners and a fresh look. Husband and wife Sean Lee and Erica Park opened Korean Food Mart in what used to be Mom's Deli in Lindenwood Park. The takeout spot sells the couple's much-loved Korean fried chicken and grab-and-go items. Vincent Van Donut reopened in The Grove, and Truck Norris made a triumphant return to Ellisville. Many more eateries opened and closed their doors in March. You can get the full list at stlpr.org/new restaurants. Missouri's black bears are just now waking up from their long hibernation. The animal once thought extinct in Missouri is back and thriving, in part due to decades of work by state workers. Nate Bowersock is the coordinator of the Black Bear Program at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He recently went on a trip to count black bear cubs and spoke with St. Louis on the Air's Elaine Cha about what he saw.
We collar bears each year and to study many different things about them. Everything from their movements, you know, how far do they move on a regular basis, what kind of, from that we can then determine what kind of habitats they're utilizing by evaluating the locations they are at. And then we also then get at the bigger part is the recruitments, or how many cubs does a bear have each year? And then of those litter of cubs they have, how many survive to become older animals and join part of the population. And so for us to be able to check how well our population's doing and evaluate how quickly it's growing or maybe how slowly it's growing, we do that through these den checks. So when our collared females do look like they're hibernating, we'll see and I should back up, we put GPS collars on them. Mm. And these collars take a point every few hours so we can see exactly where they're at. And then in the wintertime, we can see those points cluster up around a potential den site. And then that's what guides us in to find the den. And then if conditions are safe for us, then we will give the bear some drugs to immobilize them for their safety and for our safety, and then we'll count how many cubs they have. We'll actually microchip those cubs so we can tell the difference between them, and then we'll set up some trail cameras on the dens so that we can see that, you know, in that, the case of the photos that were taken a few weeks ago, that female had three cubs, and come April she'll likely come out of her den. And then we could see how many of those cubs came out of the den with her. And then we will hopefully try to relocate her next year and then see how many cubs she might have. And then that'll help us assess, you know, how many of those cubs survived, which then helps us evaluate how the bear population is growing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nate, in the last few years, hunting has become part of Missouri's bear program. Why was that decision made?
Yeah, so our bear population, you know, we had bears throughout the state, and like I mentioned earlier, at one point in time, Missouri, the second most harvested species in Missouri was bears. People traveled actually all over the place back in the 1800s to come to Missouri to hunt bears. There's a lot you can get from a bear. They have a lot of great meat. And then their hide is very useful. If you think of the England, for example, those big tall hats the English guards carry or wear, that's black bear fur that's used for those hats. And so they're a very desirable species. There's a healthy hunting culture in North America for bears. And so we were hearing calls from Missourians that they were interested in wanting to hunt bears here in the state. And so after a lot of careful consideration, evaluating of the population, we did establish a bear hunting season in 2021. It's a very heavily regulated season. We only allow a small number of bears to be harvested because we still want to see the population grow and expand across the state. So we do allow hunting to meet the needs of our hunting community, but we do it in a manner that still allows the bear population to grow and expand.
That was Nate Bowersock, the coordinator of the Black Bear Program at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He spoke with St. Louis On the Air host Elaine Cha in a conversation produced by our Danny Wisentowski. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.